welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia right here on News Radio 102.5 WFLA and AM 540 WFLA. You know, today we wish a happy 50th birthday to Ricky Lee Jones, born this week in 1964. Gas was 25 cents a gallon back then. A hamburger at McDonald's was just 15 cents. And get this, an entrance ticket to Disneyland with 15 rides was $5. Mark, what's $5 going to get you at Disney now?
Probably thrown out. I mean, I don't even think you can park for $5. Right?
You can't. You can't park. You're right. You couldn't even make it in the gates.
Get out of here.
That's an expensive day out. And when you live in Florida, everyone that comes in town, that's what they want to do. They want to hit all the theme parks, and you're just like, okay, I'm going to squirrel away some snacks in my purse. Am I the only one that does that?
I remember when I was little, it was like in the 70s, and at the end of our street, we had like a 7-Eleven or some kind of a convenience store, and you would go down there with like a penny and you'd get a couple pieces of candy.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can't get anything for a penny, right?
I know. I'm telling you. People are like, what are pennies? It's just something in your ashtray in the car. Well, you know, this month is November. Can you believe it? It's already here. Well, the new issue of Forbes is out, and we're super excited because our very own Retirement Mark, Mark Lumia, is featured in one of the articles. And Mark, this article that you're featured in, you know, they profiled one of your clients and gave an incredible example and in how you helped him. What was his story? What was going on?
Well, what actually happened is this particular client came to me about a year and a half ago. And back then he asked me about having after-tax dollars in a 401k plan and how, if it was possible for him to move it to a Roth IRA. Well, the issue was for the last 5 years, the IRS has never got back on a ruling with that. And most people, when they move money out of their 401k into, if it was after-tax dollars into a Roth, they're going to have to follow what's called the pro rata rule. And they're going to have to divide what they are moving by the whole value of the IRA, not just the after-tax part of the IRA. So he never pulled the trigger because he didn't want to worry about the pro rata. So he had an appointment with me. It was like September 22nd. And on September 18th, the IRS came out with a ruling after 5 years saying that you can move your 401k into a traditional IRA with the pre-tax dollars. And the after-tax dollars that you have in a 401k, you can now move into a Roth, directly into a Roth IRA. So what that means is you're taking that money that was after-tax dollars, moving it into a Roth where it grows tax-deferred, and then you can take the money out tax-free. So what was interesting, about a day later after he came in for the appointment, I'm what's called a master elite IRA advisor with the Etzlot organization.
Yeah.
There's like 380 elite advisors in that organization. And every once in a while we'll get an email. And the email said this lady from Forbes was looking for anyone that had after-tax dollars in a 401k plan because that ruling had just came out in that September 18th.
Oh.
Also on September 18th, Ed Slott and Jeff Levine sent a video to the master lead IRA advisors letting us know the day that happened. We knew right away. So we were like the first ones to know.
That's why
it's good to go with the retirement income specialist that does a lot of extra education and belongs to organizations, because we find out things first. And then I responded to the lady. I actually called her straight up. I didn't want to send her an email. I said, hey, I have this client. And then she says, well, would he be interested in being interviewed? I said, I don't know. I can ask him. So what I did is I asked the particular guy that's in the article, November Forbes article, and he said, absolutely. And then after he finally talked to her, he's a real busy guy. He also volunteers to help people out with like AARP, the taxes and things like that. And then they said, well, do you think, this is another call, do you think you'd be interested in them coming down and take photos of him? So they actually took him and his wife and took about 50, 60 photos. And I think the one that appears in the article shows him hitting a golf ball, because that's what everyone does in the villages. They play some golf. So he's extremely happy. It was interesting that he said yes to the interview and yes to the pictures. Now, they didn't take any pictures of me, but they did mention my name in the article.
That's right. Now, that's huge props because of how you were able to help him for, like you said, because you are on the front lines. You're constantly learning. You're staying on top of what the breaking news in this industry, and you were able to turn that around and help him and your other clients, of course.
Absolutely. And then that's how you get into Forbes, and that's how you get on to Fox, and you get on all these different other programs, because you're on that front line. You get the information first. When someone asks for help doing articles, their job is to write articles every day.
Yeah.
So they need help for people like me that know these things right when they happen.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And, you know, then what happens is then other advisors will find out this from the article they wrote for something someone knew earlier. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of neat being the one that they call on to help with the article.
Well, that's so exciting, and congrats. I always wondered how they found people like for those type of articles. Now I know. Insider tip.
Yeah. Well, hey, don't give away my secret sauce.
That's right. Well, I'll definitely I'll look forward to keep a souvenir copy of the Forbes, the November edition. So that's exciting. Well,
yeah, I'm definitely going to go out and buy some, too. I'm
yeah.
Probably buy a couple copies.
Give one to your dad and to Marina and the kids. They'll get a kick out of that.
Yeah, they sure would.
Well, if you happen to forget that the holidays are right around the corner, which is impossible to do with all the Christmas decorations already in the stores, you're going to be reminded when you go to the stores because the trees are out. Forget we go from Halloween straight to Christmas. Well, David Melendi with the Associated Press reports we're going to be spending more this year.
The annual Deloitte Consumer Survey found a much brighter view of the economy this year.
This year, consumers are really optimistic.
Deloitte's Allison Paul says that translates into plans to spend more on gifts, decorations, parties, and other holiday-related expenses.
They intend to spend as much as 13% more this year.
That brings it to about $1,300 per household. The survey also found that more than 40% plan to do most of their holiday shopping in December, some even after Christmas. Paul recalls the last-minute free shipping crunch last year that caused many gifts to arrive late.
So it sounds like consumers are going to put pressure on retailers and delivery companies again this year.
I'm David Melendi.
Okay, I'm guilty here, so I need your help, Mark. We always go overboard on the grandkids. I mean, we cut corners with each other, with other family members, but when it comes to the grandkids, yeah, we want to spoil them, but we want it to fit into the retirement budget, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate. What can we do?
Well, since my kids are so young, I don't have grandkids yet, but I have a lot of clients that have grandkids, and you definitely, as part of your household balance sheet, that we help you create, you need to budget in spending money to have fun and on your grandkids if you want. You can't take it with you. You also want to make sure you don't run out of money.
That's right.
But since you saved it up, now you can use it to do things that make you and your family happy. So I basically just say you definitely need to budget it in. You don't want to go overboard. It's hard not to. Unfortunately, sometimes it turns into a competition. Someone gets you this, and you want to get something nicer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing I hate about it. But you definitely budget in, have fun, spend the money you want to spend on your family and friends, and create those memories.
Well, here's some good news if you're going to be traveling over the upcoming holidays. It looks like we're going to be forking over less cash to fill up that gas tank. For the first time in 4 years, average gas prices are set to drop below $3 a gallon, and in many areas, that's already happened. Driver Mark Brown says lower prices don't make sense, considering the turmoil in some parts of the world.
I'm a little confused. Every time the prices go up, they talk about how bad it is in the Middle East. Has it ever been worse? And they're going down. Confusing.
Well, driver Bernadette Brom says she won't be spending the money she's saving on gas.
I'm allocating this money toward gas prices going back up next month.
Well, Mark, do lower gas prices usually make everyone happy?
Well, first of all, I think there's a lot of uncertainty there. But yes, when prices go down, it makes almost everyone happy. Who wants to spend as much money as we spend on fuel? I think for me, I spend probably around $70 a week, which comes out to $3,640 per year.
Wow.
And, you know, if that went into half, that would be great because then you have extra money to buy your grandkids more presents.
I like the way you circled that back. There you go. More gifts for the kids.
Yeah. Use less gas and buy more presents.
That's a good deal. Well, we all know we shouldn't be wasteful with our retirement funds. And Doug Ning writes in U.S. News and World Report that there are items he thinks we should spend freely on to make retirement more satisfying. Mark, when you look at this list, what do you think? Do you agree?
Well, from the list, and I'll read from the list, basically they're talking about your health, relationships, help the poor, you saved it, so spend it and take a risk. So in regards to your health, you can't enjoy what you saved unless you take care of yourself starting early. If you saved up this money, if you don't take care of yourself, get in shape, don't eat so much barbecue, and make sure you exercise a lot. You want to live longer so you're around to see your kids' kids and maybe even their kids, and you want to be able to do things with them. You know, you want to be able to get around. Now, relationships, you want to enjoy your retirement unless you have, you basically won't enjoy your retirement unless you have someone to share with. So, you know, you have to consider, like we just talked about earlier, your family, your grandkids, and you want to make sure you spend some of your money on those people. But you have to have a plan for that so you don't overspend. Helping the poor, volunteering your time and money can make you rich in ways other than your bank account. True Wealth Group, a lot of people think that the word True Wealth Group just talks about money, but it's not. It's about helping people. It's about your health. There's lots of different definitions of the word wealth, and wealth could be health. It could be social, you know, helping people out, the charity and things like that. Yep. Now, you save to spend it. Hey, keep with your plan. Usually when you're earlier in retirement, you get around better. You can do more things. And when you're late in retirement, sometimes people slow down and do less things. So you want to make a plan that maybe you can spend more now and maybe a little bit less later, but have that in your plan. And basically, the last thing was take a risk. Don't be careless, but try new things. This is the time of life to experience. You know, you want to have fun now that you're retired and do things. And once again, you just want to make sure you don't overspend, but you also don't want to underspend.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. It always comes back to having a plan. And no matter what you're struggling with, the numbers show that seeking professional advice and putting a plan on paper vastly increases your chance of success. It sounds like a no-brainer, but a lot of us put it off. Why do you think it helps people so much to have a plan in place, Mark?
You need a plan in place because you can't just say, hey, let's see what happens. And if you run out of money, it's going to be devastating. You need to have a plan on paper. You need to realize what you're spending when you're working and what you're going to be spending when you're retired. You need to, you know, think about the lifestyle you have now and the lifestyle you're going to have when you're retired. You have to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, someone can come in to see me and they have $4 million. And because they're spending at this X number of dollars, they can run out of money, where someone else can come to me and have $200,000 in the way they're spending and they're still happy. They're not going to run out of money. So it's not how much you save. It's also, you know, it's great to have a lot saved, but it's also how much you spend of what you saved.
Well, are you concerned that you will have enough money to last you in retirement? Mark would love to offer you a complimentary retirement strategy session. Sit down with Mark, show him your plan if you already have one, get a second opinion, or help him develop a strategy for you. The number is 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or if you're in the 352 area code, it's 352-561-4571. Well, coming up in our last segment for today's show, when it comes to urns, yes, I said urns, some folks want to go out in style. We'll explain when the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia on News Radio 102.5 and AM 540 returns right after this.
Piecing together a successful, balanced retirement strategy is like building a house. You can't break ground until you have a solid floor plan. It takes a number of tools, Social Security, Medicare, annuities, IRAs, and 401ks, to pour and set a sturdy foundation. Each brick must be laid one at a time to build the house from the ground up. In between each block, cement holds everything together, much like the financial advisor who organizes your retirement portfolio. Mark Lumia of True Wealth Group can be the architect of your future. He can answer all your questions regarding your retirement, so you can weigh risks thoughtfully. Call Mark now for your free retirement portfolio review at 1-800-762-7572. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com. Don't trust your dream house to just anyone. Build from the ground up with Mark and True Wealth Group.